I have to announce to you that I will never retire.
They think they got the answers. I change the questions.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Anderson Silva, you absolutely suck.
Hey guys, what's happening? Welcome to the Crimson Canvas Podcast. Evan Schulman here. Sitting next to me is my man Dion Harrison, who you can't see, but he's making a legend killer pose. And on the other end there, we have Dan Rose, sometimes Dan Rosie, Danderlei Silva. He's got all different kinds of names. Anyway, we are coming to you live, but not really. And we got tons to talk to you about today. We got a great guest. We're going to have the original, the OG UFC ring girl, Amber Nicole Miller, on the show. We're going to talk some fishing and Tito and fun stuff and being nice to her because she's a nice woman and she's relatively attractive.
Relatively.
She's banging. She's hot.
She's super hot. Ridiculously good looking.
Amber rocks. Amber rocks.
All right. That was good. We all got the clap going.
Well, Dion was shaking his pelvis.
The BE.
He was doing.
Well, there you go. Hey, that's fine. Get in where you fit in, Dion.
You know it.
And this segment is sponsored by Bootios.
They make sure you aim booty.
There you go.
Right on.
So, yeah, why don't we talk some MMA real quick here?
Let's do it.
I found out Machida got busted for
pissed hot.
Or is it another thing like, nah, I didn't piss hot. Like,
I took a tainted supplement.
Yeah, is he owning up to it? Like, yeah,
I don't know. I haven't seen anything that he said, but he could be the only guy literally to test hot by drinking his own piss.
Yeah, this dude drinks his own pee.
He drinks his own pee, Dion.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Why does he do that?
Why?
Let me tell you something.
Why? He drinks his own pee. Luke Kumo did this too. You drink your own pee and then pee it out and then drink it again and pee it out till it's clear.
If you're properly hydrated, it should be clear anyway.
Yes.
Okay. I'm properly hydrated, and my pee is yellow.
Then you're not properly hydrated.
Not that dark ass yellow.
You're not properly hydrated, motherfucker.
Oh,
you don't say that.
Me I'm not properly hydrated.
Piss is yellow, you're not properly hydrated.
That's not true.
I think it is.
What if I had a lot of vitamins?
Well, that's true. You could have had a lot of vitamins.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, so okay, that makes sense. I'm like WebMD up in this.
Yeah.
So Machida pissed hot, and we don't know what he said about it yet, huh?
Yeah, the UFC was notified by USADA, whatever, USADA, that he possibly pissed hot for a banned substance, and he said that at the time, Lyoto Machida did not realize that it was a prohibited substance. So I guess he's saying that he did it, but he didn't know it was a no-no.
Sounds like OJ.
Yeah.
Sounds like George from Seinfeld.
If I had done it.
Had I known sleeping with my secretary was a no-no, was, you know, banned.
By the way, I've been binge-watching Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah?
You have watched that?
Great show. Great
on
show.
HBO?
Yeah.
No,
that's way too white of a show, right?
Is it good?
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's absolutely hilarious.
This guy is like me turned up to 1,000.
Oh, damn, I gotta check this out.
Yeah, it's pretty glorious.
Like, And when I say me turn to 1,000, I mean the shit that goes on in my head when, like, really? Really, motherfucker? That's really? But he vocalizes it. He says it to everybody. Like,
yeah, it's...
he always says one sentence too many.
Oh,
where
yeah.
you're just like, oh, no, that you just fucked.
What you watching on? Netflix?
HBO.
HBO?
Yeah, HBO Go.
You don't have HBO yet?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, well, it's on there.
It's online. You can watch it on HBO Go.
Oh, cool.
8 seasons. I've watched 4 seasons already in 2 nights because they're half hour episodes.
Dude, it's absolutely hilarious.
Huh?
So you're making moves right now.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I want to watch Game of Thrones like you guys.
It's on HBO Go.
I know, but it's...
What's you guys?
It's another commitment.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's worth it.
You guys. Black people.
That. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not you. You're not black.
No, I'm not.
Sorry, I should have said you people.
That'd have made it more clear to me, at least.
Bro, no, Game of Thrones is legit.
That's why I keep hearing.
I didn't watch it for the longest time either. Then
hey,
my neighbor.
Let's not get crazy on the television shows yet.
Can I finish?
Please, Dan, let it finish.
Okay, I'm finished.
Can I finish? Okay, I'm finished.
No, but seriously, that show is dope as fuck.
Show's dope as fuck, Dan.
All right, I'm glad we let you finish.
Okay, I'm finished.
Okay.
But Hendo was not too pleased about it. He basically typed, piece of shit, no respect.
Yeah, Dan doesn't fuck around.
And Dan was pulled from the card, obviously, and he will be fighting on a different card against a new opponent sometime down the line.
Yeah.
But nice job, Machida.
Damn. You ruined it!
He really did, because that was shaping up to be an interesting card.
Yeah, but you know what? Nobody gave a shit about that fight.
No one liked the first one, so why bother with a second one? But still, it's like the UFC can't really afford to lose a lot of big fights right now. So, and good news for Cub Swanson, he's on the main card now. So
he should have been in the first place.
You're fucking right. You ain't never lied to steal from Dion.
I love it.
You ain't never lied.
Don't talk like that. Dion!
He's gone. He's
God
gone.
Damn it, Dion.
He's on his back in the other room.
Does Dion somehow feel like he has to laugh at your jokes?
No, I'm a funny motherfucker. I bet you everybody listening to this says the same thing. They all laughing just the same.
Sorry, Dan.
I don't talk like that, man.
He does. Okay, well, wait till you listen to what you said.
You put some basement voice earlier today.
Hey, Amber.
I hate you guys.
Whoa!
I used to just hate Evan, and now I hate Dion, too.
Yeah.
This show brought to you by caffeine and hate.
Oh, hate.
Why?
Both of you.
Why?
Woo!
But anyways, yeah, that's the MMA news. It's still a decent card. I'm excited to watch Glover, Teixeira, and Rashad Evans.
Yeah, it's going to be free, too.
I forgot about that. Rashad.
Yeah.
And then
Rose Namajunas and Tisha Torres is on the card also. So it's going to be good.
Yeah. It'll be a good card. It might be over by the time this is aired.
Yeah, no shit.
I heard somebody died over the weekend.
Yeah, it was. I don't know too much about it. I read a little bit about it on Severe MMA, our Irish buddies website over there. And apparently he died after a fight he was in. I saw Conor McGregor was actually at the fight, and I believe it was one of his teammates that was fighting in the fight.
Yes.
And he was obviously really upset by it, and it sucks. I mean, obviously there's nothing really to say other than it's a tragedy that any time that happens to anyone in the combat sports world. And
you know, the main problem is, and MMA fans, they see these videos online, right? And they go, this is what's, someone's going to get killed watching this kind of thing. Usually when they say that, no one's getting killed. Like if there's a mismatch on an Indian reservation or something like that.
Yeah.
People love to be like, this is what's giving the sport a bad name. This is going to get people killed. No. Fighting will get someone killed. It's not like this is... you know, rocket science. You're getting punched repeatedly in the head. That's the sport. That's, you know, football gets people killed.
That's what I was going to say.
Baseball has gotten people killed. Boxing has gotten people killed.
Yeah, boxing's gotten, you know, a lot of people killed. And the thing about MMA in terms of the repeated head strikes is that was always kind of something that worked in MMA's favor is, you know, the 5-ounce gloves, The guys don't take as much, you know, no standing, you know, 10 counts or 8 counts, I should say. They don't take as many repeated shots to the head. Usually when you get hurt, you know, the fight is over. But, you know, sometimes it happens. I mean, you take too many shots to the head. They said after the fight, he was laughing and smiling and everything backstage. He seemed to be okay.
Yeah.
And then the condition worsened and, you know.
I mean, he probably didn't get whatever the proper medical treatment that he needed. It's just the body doing what the body does. Obviously, fighting didn't help that. But most, like, most doctors, they look at you and they see, okay, he doesn't have a concussion. He's good to go. And then you die. And that sucks. And it's horrible. And it's tragic. But that's what happens in a combat sport. And it's unfortunate, but people need to stop pointing the finger saying, oh, this is what's going to ruin the sport. That's going to ruin the sport. This is it. This and that and blah, blah, blah. People, unfortunately, have died from injuries in hockey, injuries in boxing, injuries in MMA. Anything that deals with your head getting fucking hit, there are going to be deaths. And I got news for you. It's not the last one. And it's nobody's fault. It's just a tragic thing that happens.
And the fighters who engage in the sport of mixed martial arts and boxing and all those other sports, they understand the risks. You know, that's why you see another instance in the NFL, an NFL player walking away at the age of 23. You know, he realizes he's had a few concussions, and he has to protect himself for later in life and everything. And that, I think that that's with the concussion protocols in the NFL being increased so much and everything else. You know, you're going to have these things happen, and it's, like Evan said, it's nobody's fault, it's just a tragedy. And I think it's another reminder that it's a reason why you should respect the guys that put their lives on the line to entertain fans, you know, and to earn a living in the sport. And
yeah,
I mean, and not to make light of the situation with Dada, but I mean, that's another situation where he was critically injured in a fight, you know, his heart, I guess he had a heart attack or two. And I saw an interview with him today where he was pronounced dead twice.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. You know, you always got to take things like that with a grain of salt. But it could have been an instance where on a very popular show in the United States, one of the most watched shows in the United States, we could have had a death in that instance as well, you know.
It wasn't Bellator's fault.
No, of course not.
It was just lack of training that the guy put in, and it wasn't even punches to the head. The guy just had a heart attack from being in shitty shape.
Yeah, his kidney shut down, and then his heart stopped. And, I mean, it's obviously, like you said, a different situation from somebody taking, you know, repeated shots to the head. But it's just a reminder. It's a dangerous sport, and I think a lot of times people gloss over that as fans. You know what I mean? They don't think the risk is real, but it is.
And then something happens, you know, people like to point the fingers. Oh, well, this is what's going to get people killed. That's what's going to get people killed. No, fighting is going to get someone killed.
It's a dangerous sport.
Safe or not, it's going to. So is NASCAR. So is MMA.
Sure.
So is boxing. It's just any sport where you could possibly die. I mean,
yeah, and all the sports can do is try to make the sport as safe as possible and have the medical people on site that need to be there to assist in life-saving efforts. But if the sport has inherent risk, you're going to have deaths and serious injuries as a result of it.
So does breathing in the air. And
so does walking across the street.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Eating vegetables that are sprayed with pesticides.
It's just, yeah, I mean, there's risk in everything. There's just certain, you know, greater risk, obviously, in anything that you do that results in repeated shots to the head. And it's a tragedy, and it's something to hopefully, you know, you can learn from and move forward. But to point the finger at it and say, that's why the sport's not going to make it, or those guys are to blame for this and that, I find that to be...
Or MMA should be banned, and blah, 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 like...
Yeah, it's just, it's fuel for people who want to complain about the sport and want to find fault with the sport to do so. And to me, that's what it is. And bigger than that, it's just a tragedy. I mean, somebody lost a family member, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's period
that's
end story.
There's
no one to blame. And, like, the whole thing with New York not being legalized forever, and when it wasn't legalized, you know what was legalized? You know what was legalized?
boxing.
Fucking professional rodeo.
No way.
Okay, so you can't be in a controlled environment with a referee, but it's cool. You can jump on a 1,000-pound bull that they're prodding in the ass.
And he is pissed off.
And he is like, get off me, motherfucker. Yeah, rah, rah. And he's kicking you, and he's kicking you, get off, and he gets you off, and then he goes after you.
He's trying to kill
like,
him.
All right, motherfucker, now we got an even playing field. And you have circus clowns going, hey, over here, hit me instead, hit me. That shit's legal.
Yeah. It's stupid. I mean that's an extreme of it, but you take mixed martial arts, which is a hybrid of like boxing, jiu-jitsu, amateur wrestling, all things that were legal and done in the city in the state of New York. But then you take the hybrid of all of that, MMA, and you say, no, we can't have that. It was obviously political and it's over now and that's fine. All 50 states allow MMA. But yeah, I mean, it's ludicrous to say, here, we're going to stick a hot poker up a bull's ass, strap you to it, and see if you can't survive for 8 seconds, but then say that
that's
a controlled...
No, dude, it's safe. We have clowns.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Those dudes are tough as fuck, though.
Dude, would you... And, okay, again, I've brought this up many a time, Dion. You know, you don't want to go swimming because there's sharks in the water. Common sense.
Common sense is right.
Would you get on a bull?
Let me think about that for a second. Hell no!
No, Dion wouldn't get on a bull.
No, fuck that.
No, you wouldn't even get on a Brahma bull. Maybe. Goosebumps.
You might get on the Brahma bull.
Yeah. Goosebumps, everybody. Look at goosebumps.
If you have the flamethrower, maybe.
Right.
Take that flamethrower.
Yeah, put that flamethrower down, Rocky.
Goosebumps, everybody. Look, goosebumps.
Dion has frequent dreams that involve The Rock and Kobe Bryant. That's all.
And he hates both of them.
It's a love-hate thing.
That's my childhood. I grew up on those motherfuckers.
Dude, I know we're switching a little bit, but how are you hanging in there today? Kobe's last day.
It's a tough day so far.
You got your dogs.
No, I'm really, it's cool to like look back on everything that he's accomplished over his 20-year career, but it was time a few years ago for him to, after his Achilles injury, that's when it was time, because he hasn't been the same since then. Evan keeps looking at me like shaking his head, like he knows that man was great.
When I'm shaking my head, what am I thinking?
MJ?
Mike is better.
Exactly. He's better than everybody.
Because Mike is better doesn't mean that, Kobe
but
Bryant.
But people shouldn't ever compare Kobe Bryant to Michael Jordan.
He's the only one that
Why not?
Can
that's
compare
what people
to
do.
Jordan.
I mean, that's the world of sports. That's what journalists do. They compare players to other players.
What about LeBron?
They do compare.
You compare LeBron, but not Kobe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. They do compare. I mean, MJ's going to come out on top in the comparison.
Oh, no, I want to hear what this guy has to say. He keeps looking at me.
You want
to
hear it? You want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear what you have to say.
You know who's unselfish? LeBron James.
Mike was hella selfish.
When he had to be.
All the time!
When he had
Michael
to be.
Michael was selfish as shit.
He scored.
He led the league in assists.
When?
Once.
Yeah, ever. What year was that? He played for the same time as John Stockton. He's not leading the league in assists.
First team all defense. I don't know why they gave it to Kobe.
Kobe got like
Kobe eight. Played no defense.
He locked up.
Hey.
Clap.
Admit it. On Crimson Canvas Radio. Right now. Right now, Dion, I want you to admit it. Kobe's defense is way overrated.
The last 3 years.
Three?
The last 2 years.
13 years?
No, the last, like,
right, he
five,
did.
Six, maybe.
He should have never been on any defensive anything.
Kobe Young.
Oh, there he goes. I'm out.
Trying to get those dunks. Cherry picking.
Barely get off the ground. Somehow he won.
You hating on Kobe. Let's see
LeBron
his day. Mama Day. Okay?
Who?
Mamba Day.
No. Everybody's gonna watch this game. He's gonna go like 3 for 75. Watch how many times he shoots today.
They're gonna get fucked up too.
They're playing like the Jazz bench.
The Jazz is gonna whoop that ass. It was too small. They gotta.
Kobe's gonna go out on top. Kobe's gonna have a good game, and the Lakers are gonna win.
You know, I was talking to the guys at the gym today. You know what I was saying? They're gonna treat him like that special kid that never gets to play, like at the end of the bench, and they finally put him in because they ran the score up like 50. Let the little guy dunk. You know. Lift him up. Let him dunk. Don't block his shot. Go ahead, Kobe.
Jesus, dude. You're ridiculous.
Go ahead, Kobe. Hey,
You're ridiculous.
Take those five steps you take, but we will call it today.
Sounds like MJ's last two seasons in Washington.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, man, he was beasting on people.
He had a couple.
Oh, yeah.
He had a couple games. He's going 35 on Sunday.
Okay.
I'm saying he can still do it. He just don't have the legs. He got fat. He got kind of bigger.
Charlotte got bigger.
Oh. Damn, I wasn't going to say all that, but since you said it.
Charlotte got bigger, Dan. Did you notice?
I did not notice.
Okay.
Watch Raw again.
Watch Raw.
Raw.
I noticed.
Seth Rollins.
Watch Raw. And I was like, because I used to say to Dion, like, yeah, I'm not, you know, Charlotte, she's like, she's shredded. Like, she got abs. I'm like, but she got like this little boy body. And I was looking at her on Monday, I'm like, she don't have a little boy body. She got like my wife's body, kind of. You know?
Yikes.
You can't take the headphones off. The speaker's over here.
I know, but that shit was crazy. I had to put my
I'm
hands
just saying, she's got like a... She wasn't shredded. She's not hip. You know? They keep her... And she didn't have abs. She was... She didn't look that great. And I'm wondering if this travel schedule is really starting to get to her. Like, she can't figure out diet and travel at the same time.
Maybe she's happy. Maybe she's happy.
She's had just eating ice cream. Hanging out with her dad all the time.
She's maybe, hey, the horsemen, they partied too hard. All that booze and...
The women's horsemen?
No, the Ric Flair and his horsemen. Her and Arn Anderson, Ric Flair, they're
all
going
I know
out.
Is that somebody starts losing focus like that, you gotta take the strap off of them and put it on the harder worker. Sasha Banks.
She's still pretty good in the ring.
Who? Dude, Sasha Banks is not ready for the title. I'm sorry, she's not.
Really?
I believe that to be the case, yeah.
Did you not remember her on NXT?
Dude, yeah, she was great in NXT.
NXT is better than the main roster.
I can't even talk to this guy, Dion.
I know. Dude, Charlotte is good.
There's literally no reason to put the belt on Sasha Banks right now.
Because everybody loves her, and she's the best.
Let her grow. Let her grow her brand a little bit more. She's been in the WWE for like a year. There's other people there.
How long has Charlotte been in there?
How long was Paige in the WWE before she won the women's?
And how long did she have the strap? And how many people cared about her as the champion?
No, she wasn't in for an hour. She was in for 30 seconds. I just want to tell you, AJ Lee, you're my hero. Congratulations. We have a match right now. Oh, she won. I didn't even know who Paige was. I was like, this bitch's music is great. Yeah.
I miss AJ.
It's a good song she's got.
God, I miss AJ.
Yeah, I miss her too. Miss Brooks.
I know, Phil.
She's Mrs. Brooks, or Miss Brooks. Is she pregnant? Someone saying?
Is she?
I have no idea.
Good for him.
Who, AJ?
I don't know. I'm not starting rumors.
No, but I'm saying if he, because we know my boy's holding it down.
What was there?
I don't know. With that back injury he has, he might not be holding it
down.
Oh,
damn.
He ain't holding nothing down right now. Not holding down a job.
That ain't no lie.
Is he going to fight or what?
Dude, at this point, do you really even
I'm
give a
over
shit?
It. I just want him to come back. We need him back in the World Wrestling.
I'd say put the belt on Natty. And then let Paige take it from her.
Dan, last week saying that Natty wasn't shit.
You said that on...
You've never heard me say Natty wasn't shit. I've never said... I love Natty.
I just hate her on Total Divas.
We got to we'll go back to the tape after the show, but...
Yeah, please do, because you'll never hear me say that.
But he
was probably with me then.
No.
I like Natalie.
Dude, I love Natty. You will not catch me saying anything bad about
her.
Probably was you.
It was you.
Sounds like
it
you.
It was you.
No, I like a double sharpshooter cheese.
I think it was you. It was one of you.
It wasn't me, dude. I love Natty.
One of you two.
She treats Tyson Brown.
What?
She's so mean to Tyson. Kids.
It's a show.
Man, I don't like that shit.
Do you even watch Total Divas?
I did the first couple of seasons. You know this.
You don't anymore, right? No, then shut up.
Oh, okay.
No, okay.
Okay.
Wait, did Brie...
last night was a good one. They went to Paris.
Did Brie Bella retire?
Yeah, she's retired, but she's still on Total Divas. They're getting... I heard that they're doing a show called Total Bellas.
What? Why?
Yeah. Why not,
the
dude?
Stars.
They... Some money.
Are they really the stars?
Of Total Divas?
Come on, Nikki! Let's go, Nikki! Bree-mode! Bree's hot, man. Bree was...
I'm not going to fucking miss her yelling
Bree-mode. Hey, Bree was the hot one.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan did good for himself.
Yeah.
Whatever you want about the hot
one. He pulled a Glenn.
Ghostface killer.
He pulled a Glenn.
He did pull a Glenn.
You don't know the reference.
Look at Dan. Silence.
No, that's, I'm sure, a Walking Dead.
Yeah, what the hell is Glenn?
I know who Glenn is. Is, you know, speaking of Glenn, my niece...
The Walking Dead fan, obviously.
Right, does he have dark... Was he in Boondock Saints?
No, that's Daryl.
Oh, okay, Daryl. My niece got a picture with Daryl this weekend in Seattle.
Oh, nice.
They had the Emerald City Comic Con, and he was here. Guess how much he was charging for pictures.
Oh, he was charging for pictures? Fucked up.
Guess how much?
How much?
$100.
For a fucking picture with Daryl on? I'm like, man.
Fucking picture.
Luke Skywalker charged $50.
I would do that more than that.
Maybe 20. I don't know. But fuck that. Charge.
Yeah, that's what I said. Shit. Fuck
Maybe
that.
Maybe if it was Rick.
There's nobody I'd pay $100 to do a picture on planet Earth.
MJ, I would. MJ.
Yeah.
Just go to any fucking casino in Vegas. Stand at a buffet. You'll get a picture of MJ.
That's fucked up. He's a goat.
Dude, he's a gambling jackass.
I can't even... I mean, who is this guy?
Dude, you guys are just hate.
He's not even the goat either, for being fucking honest.
Crimson Cannabis Podcast today. Brought to you by hate. Hate.
He's not even the goat. Okay.
He's not.
Okay, whatever you say, Ben.
Who do you think the greatest is? If you say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, that's the only person who may be.
No,
Oscar
Robertson. You think anyone is close?
They even put him in the top 10 of all time.
I mean,
on ESPN.
Well, that must mean he's not the greatest.
No, who do you say? Who's the most dominant ever?
Shaq.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Shaq.
If you put Will in this era now, or maybe like the era in the 90s, I don't know if he would be that good.
Oh, Shaq would back him down like a child.
If you put Will in the 90s,
Jesus.
I don't know if he would be that good, man.
Alright, well.
Bill Russell was killing his ass.
Bill Russell's another one who's the fucking greatest of all time, one of the top five.
Yeah, but Kevin Garnett would piece him up so fast.
People think that Kevin Garnett is one of the most overrated players. In NBA history.
And they should have watched him actually play,
right?
Because Kevin Garnett
is fucking not anywhere even in the same league as Bill Russell.
Okay. What sports do you know?
He knows them all.
Good one, Evan.
Dan likes football team on Sundays during football season.
Dude, I'm all about football. That's my favorite sport.
Yep.
College football, pro football, then I'd say MMA. And then I would say pro wrestling, and then Major League Baseball, NBA, and then last place.
You put baseball in front of basketball?
Yeah, just because my problem with basketball is like...
I'm talking about sports.
My problem with pro basketball, I love college basketball way more than the NBA.
Okay, that's fair.
My problem with the NBA is the games don't really even fucking matter until like the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Oh, these games, playoffs coming up.
I like the playoffs. I'm very excited for the playoffs. I watch all the playoffs. But it's like you can be up by 17 in the second quarter in the NBA, and it literally means fucking nothing.
Anything can happen in the World Wrestling Federation.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
But the Warriors have been a lot of fun to watch this year.
Dude, I sure hope they break.
I've watched more. I've been a Warriors fan for a while now.
You and me both, dude. Grew up down there.
Yeah, so like when they got Curry, I started really watching them more. And
I've been on the Warriors bandwagon since it was like Chris Mullin.
That's not really a bandwagon. That means you would.
That's true. That's not. That's true. It's not bandwagon.
They were terrible.
It was just me and three other guys.
Dude, when they had like Sprewell and Chris Webber, Mitch Richmond, they were.
Mitch Richmond is so underrated in the history.
Yeah, he won the best shooter.
Because he went up to Sacramento and people forgot he existed.
He went to the Lakers and got a ring quietly.
Very quietly, but yes, and I was happy that he got to.
Quietly, he was like, you just give me that and I'm out.
Okay, thank you.
Go.
Man, he was good.
Yeah.
Man, the only thing I don't like about, like, fans of NBA now is, like, nobody knows about, like, the true, like, great era of basketball that was the 90s.
They're killing our sport right now. I gotta tell you, Mark Jackson was right. Goddamn.
It's not Curry. It's everybody. You know, the last, like, before Curry was in NBA.
Dribble, guard me, shoot.
It was, no, what fucked it up? It was the N1 basketball. That's what fucked it up.
Yeah, and Iverson and Kobe.
And Iverson.
Iverson played a big role in
Kobe didn't do it.
Yeah, it was a lot of it.
What?
Well, they came in the exact same time.
But man, I remember Iverson coming out of Georgetown. That guy was special.
I remember him playing against Marcus Camby, Georgetown against UMass, and he couldn't make a basket, and he shot every time he went up the court.
Sounds
and lost
right.
in, the, I think it was a championship game, right? Was it a championship game?
I'm trying to remember if that
before
was
my time. I was like 10.
You know who I think, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, so I might get mocked again by Evan. But you know who I think one of the best NBA players of all time is, who doesn't get as much credit as I think he deserves?
The big man?
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh, hell yeah. I agree with you on that
shit.
He's
probably I'd say he's the second best center ever.
I think moves-wise, he had the most moves at that
point. Well,
he had guard moves at the center.
He was shaking the shit out of David Robinson. Yeah,
remember that one play?
Oh, this way, that way, up, down. Robinson's up, over, faked out. Fuck it. He was killing Shaq.
Yeah.
And Shaq was no joke. I still think Shaq's the best center of all time. Or dominant, at least.
Dominant, I would say yes, dominant. His body type and everything is pretty much unmatched.
But for being that big and being able to move the way he was able to,
he's enormous.
Yeah,
I remember him at LSU and how good he was there. It was just like, god damn.
He got fat.
He did. Well, you know, he's a big boy.
And then he did WrestleMania. You know what?
He's going to be at WrestleMania next year.
Big Show was actually, it looked like...
Smaller than, he's not 7'2". Because Shaq's 7'2", and
Shaq
he looked bigger than Big Show.
Big Show looked a little taller.
You think so?
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to go back to Washington.
Find a picture of that. Shaq, Big Show. And I was like, wait a minute. There's no way. Like, that's a huge human
being. Well, Shaq's 7'1", I think.
That's an enormous human being. Big Show. Paul White.
Shaq is taller than the Big Show.
I mean, you never know, though. You can't,
I'm sending you a picture.
Unless you can see a picture of the two of them.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That's what I'm sending you right now.
Oh, yeah, he's got
who knows if they're both standing up completely straight and all that shit, but...
Mitchell's bigger, though.
In this picture, Shaq looks taller.
It's the same one that Dion just showed
me. Yeah, sucker.
Sucker!
Yeah, well, the point is, that's a big human being.
You ain't never lied.
But it's funny because they're both just gigantic humans.
Do you think they're going to wrestle next year at Mania?
I think so. I think it would be cool to see.
I guess. I ain't going to be mad. Besides Charlotte's body.
What I liked is Enzo and Cass going, my dad didn't pull out. How you doing?
Parents got it on. How you doing?
My parents got it on. How you doing?
God.
They're making it fine.
They are, Enzo is definitely a character.
That's what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Bootios. They're killing it right now.
Killing it right now.
It's nice to see the Bullet Club show up.
That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Beat the brakes off of fucking the Usos.
I hope, see, now that they're here, was it Payback, the next pay-per-view? Something's going to happen in that main event.
Are you hoping for, you think AJ Styles is going to go... Bullet Club 2 or
either that or Bella. Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. Why would Roman Reigns go to the Bullet Club?
Well, on heel turn.
He doesn't fit in the Bullet Club though, does he?
Oh, I'm saying like they doing their former members if they form a Bullet Club.
Dude, that'd be dope if they do that.
Balor and AJ and
that would be so dope. Balor, AJ, and Gallows and Anderson. That would take over Raw and WWE.
But they won't do it. They won't do it.
They're leaving Finn Balor.
They're not cool, though. Like, NXT. When was the last time Raw has done something that we're like, wow?
Well, Shane McMahon.
No, but that wasn't, like, anything innovative. He just showed up. Like, but doing something where you're like, come on, do this.
Like, the Shield was the last cool thing that they did.
They should have changed Roman Reigns' music. I think that's why people don't like him, because that music sucks. Damn it. Danny.
It was cool when they were bad guys, and when that music came, we were like, oh, somebody about to get messed up. Triple power bomb.
What did they say? You remember the words that they said at the beginning?
Something.
What is it? Sierra.
Oh, something.
Oh, yeah.
The Shield.
Well, because I know.
Delta, something.
Sierra, something. Echo.
Yeah.
It's like Sierra Hotel India Echo Lima Delta.
That's what it was.
How did you know?
Because he Googled it.
I looked it up.
Dude, he is so fast.
Yeah.
Wow, that Dan Rose is really knowledgeable. Ah, man, you got a computer right in front of him.
Well, you guys have a computer in front of you, too.
No, wait.
You think I'm using anything trying to get my call dropped?
Hey, no, nerd.
By the way, I got my NXT tickets for 18th. I can't wait.
You going, Evan?
Where is it?
Seattle, Washington.
Nope, not going.
I'm afraid to fly on a plane.
Definitely not afraid to fly on a plane.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I'm going along with the Cobble. Me and Mark Grux with the Cobble in, like, what was it, 2008? I had my hands were all sweaty and shit.
You don't like flying?
I was fucking so scared.
Have you ever flown?
Yeah, like when I was a little kid.
Oh, shit.
Man, fucking, I'm scared of dying.
Well, yeah, me too, but not in planes.
That movie Alive fucked me up.
They were alive.
They barely had to eat each other.
Whatever. They still here. Half of them. You're not eating my wife. I like that shit. Oh, your wife got a fat ass. Let me get to that. Oh, no.
But yeah, Raw was good this week.
Yeah, it's way better having Shane and not Stephanie. And he's like a good, like a babyface GM.
I like the interactions with him and Owens.
Right?
I like that the League of Nations have T-shirts now.
They've had T-shirts for a little while, but, you know. I can't believe they kicked out Wade Barrett. That's so fucked up.
Was he done? Was his contract up? Or were they just like, yeah, you know what, you're done.
He wasn't up until, like, July.
Okay, so they just basically
bye. You should have reset that shit.
They just buried him. Here, you and Titus go take this taxi.
It's worse. Tyler Breeze is the one who's getting buried. Why does that?
Yeah, Tyler Breeze is fucking. I mean,
is it because he went home early?
But he wasn't really that over with the fans. He was in NXT, but he wasn't over
like,
with it.
Like, fuck Raw. I'll stay my ass in NXT forever. Like, same with the Bob Villains. I'm like, fuck Raw. SmackDown.
I know they were on SmackDown. They didn't show up on Raw. Like, what? Did they do anything?
And on SmackDown, they wrestled the Lucha Dragons last week. Oh, they beat him, but they pinned Kalisto. No, they did pin.
It don't matter who they pin.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Seriously, it doesn't matter.
He's a United States champion, though.
No one cares right now.
No one cares.
Nobody cares about the U.S. title. Damn.
The people did when Cena had it, because he had that open challenge.
It's ruined. It's ruined.
You ruined it.
You ruined it. They need to get the U.S. title off of him
fast. They need to get the... How are you liking The Miz as the Intercontinental Champion?
That's he's good, but I think Cesaro's going to take it off.
Oh, hey, yeah. You see his new entrance with the fucking James Bond shit?
Yeah.
Hey!
He's like a stripper.
The Cesaro suction shirt?
He did. He looked like an exotic dancer. That's like... Man, you can't pull your pants off from the knees. Like, pull it down there and then throw it up over your head. Like, damn.
Magic Mike.
But what I did like is it's like there's a lot of good wrestlers, like actual good wrestlers in there.
When was the last time Raw was filled with good wrestling? It's been a long fucking time.
AJ
West
and
promos?
AJ and
Sami Zayn.
Good job,
fellas.
Good job, Raw.
Yeah,
that was a good match.
Raw, I'm not like bored off my ass. They all just still a long fucking time.
3 hours. I was fast forwarding through the Dudleys because they have a match with someone. I think
that was the Lucha Dragons.
Yeah, didn't give a shit.
What's it?
Yeah,
I thought they. Okay.
And then I saw, then I could see Enzo and Cass. I was like, rewind.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, got it on. How you doing?
Carmella, she's not with them.
I'm surprised they didn't bring her up.
She's ready. She don't need to wrestle anything.
Shit, if Lana could be there.
Shit.
All Red Everything can be there.
Oh my god, they're so horrible.
I heard that All Red Everything's going to take the belt from Asuka.
No.
Yep.
There's no way. Unless she cheats.
Oh, there's a way, dude.
Unless she has big ass Nia Jax.
It's called fucking make believe.
No. No.
Goosebumps. Yep. They didn't want her to take it from Bayley.
She can't. There's no. Let's be real.
So that's why they put the title on Asuka, so they could transition it to Eva Marie.
Nobody.
Why? You're not going to take it off of Bayley, but you're going to take it off of Asuka, the best wrestler down there?
I mean, it's perception is reality, Evan. I mean, people don't love Asuka. They didn't want to take it off. They could take it off of Bayley via Asuka because she's seen as like a tough, you know, super tough girl and all that. And there wouldn't be like the outcry if they had Eva Marie take the belt from Bayley, they'd burn the fucking building down.
That's what's gonna happen if she takes it off of Asuka. There's no way that she can beat Asuka.
Well, you watch and see.
That's like Brock losing to Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania.
Asuka the Grouch.
They hating on her. They have her lose to it.
Hey, how you doing? My parents got it on. How you doing?
Dude, I think you love Enzo way more than anyone else.
No, he doesn't.
The crowd seems to be responding pretty well to him.
They did not respond near what they did the Monday night after WrestleMania, though.
Are you watching the same show we are?
Dude, did you watch? They cut to the crowd when it's like, you can't teach that, and like, six guys out of the 60 on the screenshot said it.
Damn.
Dude, I'm sorry. You guys got your head up your ass when it comes to NXT. You love NXT so much that you're willing to just accept that, you know, everything they do is great and all their wrestlers are great and blah, blah, blah. Dude, Enzo's kind of a fucking B-low.
So, you're saying that WrestleMania was better than TakeOver?
I've already said that 100 times. I don't know why you keep asking.
Because we don't know. We don't know how you can say that.
They ruined the main event with the doctors always coming out. The tag match was good. The Nakamura match was absolutely awesome.
What the hell? WrestleMania was the, like...
What was in WrestleMania that blew your socks off? Shane?
The ladder match was fantastic.
Yes, it was, and it ended there.
The triple threat match was good.
Which one was that?
The Diva... Oh, my bad. My bad. Women's Championship.
The Sasha Banks... Becky Lynch, Charlotte match.
Dude, Becky got fucked up.
Yeah.
Dude, her eye was messed.
What happened, baby?
I didn't see it in the match. I don't know what happened.
I was like, when did that happen?
And Charlotte, she's not used to all that extra weight she has.
No, Dan, we love NXT. You know why? Because NXT is better.
It is. The wrestling's better.
And that's what we're here for.
That's why they keep...
I've said that before. I agree with you. I like NXT a lot as well.
That's why I like Raw.
But that doesn't mean that I'm going to just blindly support every NXT person that goes to WWE.
Who has gone there that isn't good?
Well, Tyler Breeze hasn't done jack shit.
That's not his fault.
It is his fault. A little bit. The fans didn't care about him. WWE didn't push him.
You got to give him they didn't even give him a chance. It was like he beat Dolph Ziggler at Survivor Series. And the natives had him lose. Of course, fans are going. That's happened to Dolph Ziggler when he was hella over. And the natives had him lose. Like, you gotta win.
Yeah.
Like, winning matters. And, sometimes they just make it seem like winning doesn't mean shit. Like, if I lost, I'm gonna be kind of salty for a little bit. Like, show some fucking emotions. Like, with your characters, there's ways that they can do shit to make everything better.
You know, I want to end this segment. I don't really care about AJ Styles or Apollo Crews.
Really?
No.
Okay. I like AJ Styles is dope.
AJ Styles is awesome, and so is Apollo Crews.
See?
I think Apollo Crews is going to be the next U.S. champion.
This U.S. champion?
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah.
Unless Cena has it, no one really cares.
Well, I mean, you got to build it around somebody, and I think you can build it around Apollo.
He looks like he's so good, but he looks like he's not even putting effort out.
Because, well, he's wrestling in short-ass matches.
He's not selling what he's doing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah.
I don't think he's been given a chance to yet. He's been in 2 squash matches.
Well, the first match he did was great, the day after Raw. Last week's was, like, kind of back to that same, like, yeah... standing backflip, no big deal. Like, yo, that's a standing backflip. You sell that shit.
I don't know, dude. I think that you feel like a certain way about Apollo. You haven't liked him even in NXT. And I feel a certain way about Enzo that I did like him in NXT, and I still like him now. I'm not saying he sucks by any stretch, but I just think it's a little much. It's a little like he kind of comes off like a B-low.
What's a B-low?
Like from Borat, his brother B-Lo. My brother B-Lo. And it's just a little too much sometimes.
You'll never get this. La, la, la.
But he breaks out.
He break out one day and he gets this.
He gets this. But yeah, I like them. I like them a lot. I just think that it's going to wear thin on people if it's always the same exact things. And
what's wrong with coming out with a lot of energy and being like...
Nothing's wrong with coming out with a lot of energy, dude. It's just,
everyone hated New Day. We hated New Day. It was so
I hated New
it was
Day.
So stupid. And then now you know everything they're saying. Oh!
San Diego!
I don't know, dude. We'll see what happens. I have hopes for them. I'm not saying that I don't want them to succeed or that I think they suck by any stretch. But I don't know, man.
I bet you they wind up pushing Cass and burying Enzo at some point.
They will because of his size, but it's... I feel like it's kind of bad for Enzo because I think he has to overreact and overact a little bit because Cass isn't exactly the most, you know, charismatic guy in the building.
Yeah. I don't know.
Could you imagine a tag team with Cass and Baron Corbin?
Yeah. Maybe Cass can give Baron some of his hair. In the
fuck? You're awful mean to Baron Corbin when it comes to his face.
It really, really bums me out that he's so bald. Are so balding, and there's nothing they can do about it. Like, balding sucks, man. I mean, I don't have to worry about that, but
fuck
I'm just saying,
you, man.
Look
God
at this shit.
Damn
man.
It.
This shit is tight. Look at this full head, 42 years old, and just growing everywhere. Growing places I don't want it to grow. Ears. I'm going to start shaving my face, and I'm shaving my ears now. Doctor was like, hey, you're going to notice hair is growing in places. I'm like, now? Just been like... The fuck? Where'd that come from? Like the hair's like the fly sticking out of your shoulder blades for no reason.
Dude, he's gone bald fast too.
How old is Baron Corbin?
29, 32, something like that.
You look at his pictures from even like a couple years ago. It was not near as bad as it is now.
Yeah, I mean he could honestly go keep going completely bald in the front and be perfect for the Wyatt family.
Oh yeah, they all are like that.
The rest of his hair.
So is Bray, I heard that from our...
Yeah, he's fucked up,
colleague
I guess.
Here that somebody got hurt.
When did he get hurt?
He got hurt in Milan tonight wrestling Roman Reigns. Apparently he injured his knees pretty severely.
Is there like a video
of it? Stopped
it?
The match like 4 minutes in.
No. Another injury.
Yep.
Now just what are they going to do with Roman Reigns?
Just when it seemed like he was starting to get a little bit of a push. And maybe turning face. Now this.
Now this. Well, it doesn't matter, because all he has to do is limp out there and with the microphone and the rest of the goons.
You ain't never lied.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
It just sucks that it's like another injury for the WWE right now.
As long as that pretty voice of his isn't injured.
He's did you guys see that video that I tagged you guys in? Where he was singing a Sasha Banks song?
Yeah.
Dude, that's not him.
Yeah, so anyway, that is our segment, ladies and gentlemen. Stick around. We'll have former UFC ring girl Amber Nicole Miller on the show. Fantastic interview coming up with me and Dan and her. And, you know, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hard-headed, they get a little jealous. You know what I'm saying? Just like that. You know, they try to bring you down with them. But, yo, Chuck, you got to tell them. Just like that. So it's time to leave you a preview so you two can review what we do. 20 years in this business, how you sell souls, she wins. People bear witness. Thank you for letting us be ourselves. So don't mind me if I repeat myself. These simple lines be good for your health. To keep them crime rhymes on the shelf. Live, love, life like I just don't care. 5,000 leaders never scared. Bring the noise, it's the moment they feared. Get up, still a beautiful idea. Get up, throw your hands in the air. Get up, and show no fear. Get up if y'all really care. Public enemy number one in New York. Public enemy number one in Philly. Public enemy number one in D.C. Public enemy number one in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome back to the Crimson Canvas Podcast. Evan Showman and Dan Rose here with our very special guest, one of the first UFC ring girls ever, Miss Amber Nicole Miller. Amber, what's happening? How are you? What are you doing? What are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing workout clothes. I'm doing fabulous. The weather is amazing in Huntington Beach. And besides that, just chilling.
All right. Well, so workout clothes.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're going. You said you're going for a run after this. Is that like the life of a model? Like, just basically, like, you have to look hot, so go run.
I mean, honestly, I started working out really kind of religiously at 18 years old. And, you know, obviously with modeling, you always want to be in shape because you never know when you'll have a photo shoot or you'll have a job. So you just always have to be in shape. So, yeah, that's basically the life. You have to maintain. You have to stay in shape. The older you get, the way harder it is, and the more you have to work out.
Well, I mean, I think that it's pretty – I mean, I would love to do that, you know, to basically, like, your whole life consists of looking good and making yourself look good. And in doing that, you're actually making yourself healthy and happy. So it's a good thing, I think.
Absolutely. It's a total win-win.
Yeah.
Isn't that your current life right now, though, Evan?
No, my life right now is just looking good, period, and that's genetics.
Attaboy.
I love it. Well, and being an artist. I mean, that is another thing. So.
Yes, yes. Being an artist, being... I don't want to be a stereotypical, like, beret-wearing, you know, cutter. You know, I want to look like a decent human being that does art, you know?
Yes.
Or people could say, hey, he's really changed the game. Kind of like Amber Miller did the only Ring Girl, by the way, at one point, which was my favorite thing. And in my opinion, still the best one.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, it was an honor to be there and to watch it grow. I came up with all the fellows that, you know, made this sport what it is. So it was awesome. You know, I started at UFC 34 and I didn't leave until UFC 60. So yeah, wow. It was a nice run and I got to see that the sport become what it is today. I mean, now it's a monster, but you know, I got to see those bread and butter fights, those fights that feel the deal that this is going to be in the mind of all of the public as one of the fastest, most amazing sports in the world.
The trip, I mean, obviously, if you've seen my Twitter, I give, I'd say more than giving the Ring Girls a hard time, I give the award shows a hard time. And
right.
They do Ring Card Girl of the Year. I'm like, okay, so they look good and carry cardboard, walk around. I mean, you kind of look at that and be like, really, Ring Card Girl of the Year? You know, that it should be maybe called the Amber Miller Award of the Year.
Right? Come on. Let's switch it up.
Well, I mean, I'm just looking at it from the perspective that who really did it in MMA before you?
Nobody. I was the first one they hired on as a permanent spokesmodel and face of the UFC. When I started, they actually had a contest at the MGM. And they were trying to choose ring girls, and they were like, just come, you're already hired, but you have to do this contest, and we're going to pick, like, four girls. And I was like, okay, whatever. And literally, you know, the four girls were all picked, and they just slowly kind of trickled out. You know, it was one gone, and then two gone, and then it was just me for probably 6 months, and then they brought on Rochelle, who was there with me the rest of my run. I was there a year before her, and then at the end of mine, she was still there. She stayed one more year when Ariane came on.
Oh, okay. Do you ever miss it?
You know, I miss the excitement of the show, and it's sort of, you know, the UFC kind of took that away as well because they tried so hard to, you know, it's as real as it gets, and they took away all of the kind of excitement. Like, that was my favorite part, the pyrotechnics, you know, the guys with their own, you know, walkout and their, you know, their character. But it was so cool because you got to see these guys come out and really do war, but it was real. You know, it wasn't WWE. It wasn't WWF. It wasn't staged. It was real combat. And, you know, I kind of miss that. I miss the excitement of, like, the introductions and the exciting, you know, how exciting the lighting and everything would be during the introductions.
Well, it's funny you say that because the first UFC I ever went to was UFC 40. Sorry, they're painting my house, and so you get to hear the motherfuckers in the background with their ladders. But,
so Vendetta, right?
So yes, UFC 40 Vendetta. I actually flew out there because I had made some graphics for Ken. Ken was fighting your hubby Tito. And I was like, you know, I was so on the Ken bandwagon at the time because I'm a real big fan of Ken. And I didn't really know much about Tito because I hadn't really watched after UFC, I don't know, 11 or something like that. You know, what after the Ultimate, it just became impossible to watch, to find. And so I went there and I didn't know as much. So I'm like, yeah, Ken. And then Tito came out. And I was like, boo, you know, I don't know shit about the guy.
What a nerd.
I don't know shit about the guy, right? But he comes out and like the Limp Bizkit song was like changed to like Tito's in the house and the fire went off and the pyrotechnics. I was like, fuck Ken.
You're like, what? That's awesome.
I was like, fuck Ken Shamrock. I'm all about Tito Ortiz, you know, like I was.
Dude,
well,
his
cat, you know, the Lion's Den were so salty because they, you know, they were just standard wrestling fighters. That's it. They just were raw and they didn't have like a persona. They were just there to like fight. Whereas Tito was like, I'm going to capitalize on this because I can. Like, you have a personality, you capitalize on it.
Absolutely. And I mean, it made me a fan from that moment on. You know, and anytime I've ever been in an arena, I think I've seen Tito fight live like 5 times or something like that. And every single time I've seen it, you know, people giving Tito shit and all that, I have never not heard a Tito chant when he's fighting. So.
No, never. Yeah.
Every single time. So what he did was working, you know, or worked, I should say. And, you know,
now
you're looking at guys like Connor and, you know, guys that are just stirring the pot. I mean, it's kind of different. I mean, I know, like, Connor's always like, yeah, bow down and thank me, blah, blah, blah. Like, well, maybe you should bow down and thank Tito because he was he was kind of the one that made this whole thing mainstream. He was him and Ken were the guys.
You look at the guys now, though. They're really battling for people to know who they are. Let's be honest. It's way oversaturated with name after name and no names. And nobody knows who you are unless you really stick out. And being a sore thumb and being, you know, a heel works. Because right now, nobody knows who to, like, follow and like unless you stick out. Because, you know, UFC has taken away that personality. You don't get to know the fighters anymore. Even with the Ultimate Fighter, where they would introduce the guys and they really built a fan base for these guys. You know, I remember being on the show with Forrest and Stefan and, you know, and Diego, and, you know, these guys got to put their name out there and really gain fans with their personality. And unfortunately, like, I love the UFC still. I'm not, you know, saying anything bad, but the Reebok deal obviously took away some of that flash and that excitement and that personality. So yeah, I mean, I think that they have to kind of be a heel. I think they have to be kind of pompous to get attention at this point.
Isn't that interesting that being a heel is what makes you have the most fans? Because some people love it, some people hate it, but no matter what, you're going to watch it. I mean, and
that was
always the mentality when they were trying to put asses in the seats. Now the asses are in the seats, they're like, okay, so by the way, this whole thing isn't about the fighters, it's about the company.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
100%. I mean, Tito, you know, he's always had a really thick skin, and you know, he's one of those people who tells me all the time, he's like, you know what, they love you or they hate you, but they're still talking about you, no matter what. He's like, and let them hate, because he's like, they'll follow you, and let them love you, and they'll follow you. Like, the same. And the haters are watching you more, and they're buying your fights because they hate you, and they can't wait to watch you, and they're hoping you'll lose.
Speaking of haters. Speaking of haters, it is a real treat to follow you on Twitter because you could tell right when you're at that edge of, like, I'm going to kill somebody. I'm right there.
I'm teetering on just, like letting out my inner Italian girl. Yeah, but you know what? It's so much better to just bite my tongue because it really does show where my mental stability is as opposed to the people that are crazy.
Well, I look at it this way. You're a retired ring girl for however many years now. You're doing your thing, you know, you're making a career out of modeling, which you've always done, and you're just living your life, whatever. Where do people even come, like, you're not in the public eye going on TV going, you know, being like Stephanie McMahon, like, rah, rah, rah. You know, you're not out there being a pain in the ass, you're just living life. And
Well, I mean, all the fire is fueled by Tito's ex, unfortunately. So all the haters and all the nonsense and all the badgering and all of this craziness all stems from one person. And it's sad truth. But, you know, when you're unwell, you have hate in your heart. And until you can let those kinds of things go and those emotions go, you know, you're going to come off as that kind of person. So I just have to see where it stems from. You know, it doesn't come from a well place. It doesn't come from a healthy place. So when I do get the hate, I just have to brush it off. It used to bother me a lot, and Tito, like, sat with me and was like, all right, this is going to happen. You just have to block and let it go because it has nothing to do with you. When they hate you, it's something with them. It's not you. And I'm like, all right, you know, you got to try. It's hard when you're a girl, though, because they're like, you know, attacking your looks and attacking, you know, you as a person or your family. And I get really super protective, but, you know, I've had to really just kind of let it go or else I'd be going crazy.
I mean, I guess I really can't wait to get to that level. Like, I guess that Crimson Canvas, like Dan and I suddenly become super famous, you know, after.
Oh, yeah, that's due to happen.
After our 30th episode or whatever it is here, you know, when we reach the top and people are like, your guy's show sucks, then I'll be like, yeah, we
do. You know, yeah, we do. Take that. Oh, my gosh, you should see. Like, I had to put all my profiles on private the last day. The ex was ranting on a Snapchat all day yesterday for about a 12-hour stint. You know, very, you know, crazy and a little mental breakdown, it seemed. But she told all of her followers to go after me. And she gave them all my Twitter and Instagram. And she was like, get her. So literally,
what?
I had to put everything. Oh, yeah. I had to put everything on private. And I literally have 980 friend requests on my Twitter just in the last 12 hours.
It's funny because I friend requested you yesterday on Twitter.
Oh, you're like, whatever, bitch. Don't like me. Don't accept me.
Yeah, it's harsh. I don't know.
Have to tell me what it is because I'll have to specifically go find you and accept it because now I'm like, this is crazy. Like, what am I supposed to do?
And
like,
nuts.
Oh, I mean, my Instagram, I literally had to block. I blocked around 50 people and they're awful, like, horrible comments. Probably within a 30-minute time frame, like literally 50 people. And I was like, I can't do this because it's going to take me all day to keep deleting these people and blocking these people. So I just had to go private.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nuts. I was like wondering when you asked me to go to an interview, I was like, did he know about the Snapchat?
No, I don't. No, the last thing we're trying to do on this show is give anybody anything to write about. You know, we want
right.
to keep it as vanilla and generic as possible. But, like, let people come on and say what they want to say and blah, 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 and have fun with it and all that. But as soon as I see someone's name in the news, I'm like, fuck, I can't get that person on the show now for, like, a month, you know? So,
right.
I didn't see anything. I was just like, oh, yeah, of course I got to get Amber on the show.
Yeah. Well, we have known each other a long, long time. I mean, this MMA family really is kind of small. You know, people assume that we don't all know each other from the beginning years, but, you know, I've kept the same group of people that I've always known and liked and talked to for the entire time. So it's, what is it, like 14 years strong that I've, since I started with the UFC, it was 2002?
Yes, well, if UFC 40, I know, was in 2002, and you came on at 36, you said?
34, yeah.
Might have been 2001 even.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the Matt Hughes and Carlos Newton at MGM.
Oh, that was your first fight?
Yep.
That's great. It's like, you go, well, how are things different then? Well, Joe Rogan was short, skinny, and had hair.
Right?
So did Dana.
Yeah, they were both, like, thin with hair.
Lorenzo was probably 50 pounds of muscle less back then.
At least 50 pounds less.
Right. Oh, for sure.
He got enormous. But, like, Bruce Buffer, all of his hair was black. Now it's, you know, now he's established.
He's Salt Pepper. Right? Yeah, I saw it the other day, actually. I just was in Texas, and he was out there for arm wrestling something or other. They had a cheetah to go to. I was like, wow. This is interesting.
But that's the thing. Like, if anybody that was kind of in the business back then is still, you know, the ones that are still in the business, everybody, we kind of give each other that look like, yeah, I know. We're still here.
Yep. Still going.
Still here, still going. I mean, what do you, we kind of glanced over the whole ring guard girl thing, but I mean, do you, like, when they give those awards, are you like, bitches?
No, not really. I mean, I gave one of the awards out at the MMA show for the Ring Girl of the Year, and I think it was Ariane's first one, which was a long time ago. I don't. I think it's awesome. I think that, you know, that's what they were building when I was there. You know, they started doing calendars, and they started doing, you know, promotions with us and doing all the like TV stuff with us and all of the online website stuff with us because they did want to help us promote and help us grow with the sport, you know. Obviously, we're there for eye candy. We're not, you know, serving any kind of function other than, you know, for people to stare at us between rounds so that they don't get bored and haggle. But, no, I mean, I think it's great. They, you know, the girls seem like they've made real careers out of, you know, their personalities and also, you know, their popularity helps them hugely. So I commend them for what they've used their careers for.
Very well said. Now, on a side note, I definitely want to say that I think the Bellator girls are so much hotter. I can't remember the name. Is it Natasha Wicks? Is that her name?
Tasha is actually at Invicta. She is a ring girl. The ring girls for Bellator are Mercedes Terrell.
That's the one.
And Summers. Her name is, I'm blanking out now. She's a cute girl too, a blonde girl, and I can't even think of her. It's like Summer something.
It's fine.
Summer Daniels.
Oh, Summer Daniels. There we go. Summer Daniels.
I can't get past Mercedes Terrell. Like, whew, you know? Yeah.
You know what? I just love her. Like, I modeled a lot with her. We did a lot of jobs in Las Vegas together. So, and then now in California, I've actually worked with her with Monster because she works really closely with making, she actually designs all of the Monster Girls uniforms.
Speaking of energy drinks, do you still get like a $5 check from Zions from their lawsuit every 6 months?
No, what? I wish.
You don't?
Actually, no, the great thing is that Zions actually sold. They sold it to a new company who I just re-signed with, and they've actually split the two companies in half. There's the energy drink, which is run by a company, and then there is the nutrition line, which is actually pretty fantastic. I actually just started with the nutrition line, and it's really well made. It's really well packaged, and yeah, that's what I started back with Zions probably last month.
Oh man, I get
yeah, they're,
I get $14 like every 6 months or something like that for the like one for the one job I did with Zions that they paid me for. But
yeah,
for some reason, when they were in this lawsuit, they just kept sending me paperwork like, "Well, this is what's happening in the trial," and I'm like, "What the hell is going on?
Oh,
I don't like you already
God.
Paid me. You already paid me money,
yeah.
And now I'm getting residuals." I'm like,
"Yeah, woohoo!"
That's the life right there, Showman.
Yes,
seriously, get those residuals.
Sitting like a fat cat for the work I did, which wasn't anything at all.
I literally, like, they said, can we use that drawing of yours of Rich Franklin? I went, sure. And they went, cool. Here's $500. I went, cool. And then, like, 10 years later, they're like, lawsuit. Here's some more money. And I'm like, cool.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, talk about lawsuit. Like, there's a company who finagled and got a bunch of us to invest in Zions because it was technically going to go public, blah, blah, blah. This is, like, before I even signed with Zions. And got, I mean, so much money out of us. And it's crazy because the company who, like, embezzled all that money for us actually hired Tito to go to Necker Island for something and, like, paid for all his friends on a private jet. And I'm like, oh, I paid for you to have a trip to Necker Island? I hate you.
I remember that going down. I remember a friend of mine working at the USC saying, like, yeah, they're basically spending all this money and taking all this money, and then they're going to declare bankruptcy and vanish. And I was like, well, what?
Yeah, insane, right? It's crazy what companies can get away with.
Yeah
it's a horrible stigma over, you know, I think that's why the company kind of had to save face and reboot and sell it to a company that's really kind of raising the standard in supplements. So yeah, I think the energy drink is pretty much the same. They've changed the labeling. But, yeah, I think they had to.
Interesting.
Oh, well, I guess that maybe the brand name is already there. And lot of people, because you know Ryan Loco. You know Ryan from way back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Brian, you know, before I used to take him to events, and he was absolutely nobody in MMA before he became Ryan Loco. He was Ryan Nixon, and he worked at a supplement store. And at that time, The Ultimate Fighter had just begun and was becoming huge. And the UFC, you know, that was when people were like, I train UFC and stuff. But he said, like, five people a day would come in and ask, like, yo, you got any Zions?
Yeah. Well, I mean, back then, the fighters were only allowed to wear Zions in the house, and they only drank Zions in, you know, as their energy drink, and, you know, everything was branded Zions in the fighter house. I remember all of that, you know, and every big fighter was sponsored by Zions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Majority of the company was actually owned by Lorenzo, so that doesn't surprise me.
That was the other thing that most people don't know, is that it was Lorenzo. He owned half the damn company, and that's why they were always like, all right, after you win, hold the bottle up, you know? But do you remember when Kenny Florian held the bottle up and he was drinking it after his fight, but the seal was still on? Like, he didn't pop
the... Oh, my God. Yes, the thing was closed? Yes. I died. I was like, great marketing. You won't even drink it.
Well, the reason why he couldn't drink it was because there are banned substances in it.
Oh, my God. There were? That's hilarious.
So they're like, promote the product, show it, but don't drink it because it's illegal.
That is lovely.
That's great.
Yeah, if you want to learn things about the history of MMA, you need to come on this show. Definitely hear all of it. Right?
I've just learned multiple things during the interview. I mean... I feel more, I'm more in tune with, you know, the history.
You know, like, tell Tito these things afterwards. He's like, who the fuck told you that? That's the biggest bunch of bullshit I've ever heard.
No, he's pretty honest. He knows about all the stuff that went down in there too. So
right. Well, now I gotta switch gears here, and of course I gotta ask you, what, Amber, are you watching? Because I know you're a huge television/movie buff. You definitely like to say, I'm cuddling and watching blank.
Yes.
What is blank right now?
We literally could probably watch Wolf on Wall Street like 100 times a day. Like, that's our movie. We think it's great.
That is a great movie.
It's a great movie. Like, you can never get old. But we have Fire Stick, so we watch everything. It's awesome.
Nice.
Oh, you're on that program with the no cable and just Roku or whatever the hell it's
cable.
Called?
No, we have cable because our littles love SpongeBob and all the cartoons in the morning. So you have to have the cable. But no, in our bedroom, I don't think the cable box has been used in the last 7 months.
Did you watch The People versus O.J. Simpson?
I did not.
Oh,
why?
I didn't watch that, and I didn't watch the Catch a Murderer or whatever that weird one was. I didn't watch that either.
Oh my God, Making a Murderer.
I really don't. I don't. The only kind of reality show we watch is Wicked Tuna.
Wicked Tuna is a good show, though.
It's an awesome show. It's like so exciting. I'm like, I want to go to Gloucester and catch one of those monsters.
I'm surprised. Yeah, no kidding. I'm surprised they haven't invited you guys.
They have, actually. TJ from the Hot Tuna invited Tito. But anytime he wants
there
to
you go.
I know. I'm like, that would be so awesome.
This is that part of the show where I say, I haven't seen Wolf of Wall Street, and I don't know what Hot Tuna is.
You've never seen Wolf of Wall Street?
No, I have it in my queue. It's just like, fuck, 3 hours? It's a commitment.
You have to watch it. You have to watch it. It is worth the commitment. I'm telling you.
I have committed to watching some of your ridiculous shows. You need to watch.
What have you committed to watching?
I watched that Daredevil thing you're always blathering on about.
Amber, have you watched Daredevil?
I have not. I told you I didn't watch any television. Like, I literally watch movies. That's it.
That means she doesn't watch The Walking Dead either, Evan, so you don't need to go into that.
No, you know what? I did start watching The Walking Dead when it very first started, but I was also watching Dexter and Sons of Anarchy at the same time, so I had to, like, get my fix of all of them in at the same time.
Yeah.
But then once, you know, Dexter went away, I, like, watched TV less and less, and then once Sons of Anarchy went away, I was like, forget it. I'm not even watching shows anymore.
It pissed me off, man, when Sons of Anarchy went away and then Kurt Suter made the Bastard Executioner. I was thinking of that last night. Like, he put that show out. What a piece of shit that show was.
It is. I never watched it. So that's such a bummer, though. Like, literally, I'm like, how could you kill off a show that was so well written? And, I mean, just the grittiness of it and the characters were so awesome. I'm like, I feel like they could have gone at least another year with it.
At least. They could have gone as long as they wanted. As long as they had Jax Teller in it, they would have been okay.
Right? I mean, his mom, like, at the end of the show, like, lost her damn mind, stabbing Tara in the head with a fucking pretty fork. I thought I was going to die. But it was great.
Right?
I will say this, though. I read a story today that there's a chance that they are going to go back and make a season 8 of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh my God, that would be the coolest thing ever.
Everyone's dead.
I know.
Well, not everyone.
Jax, they don't show Jax actually die, but they show him, like, driving into the truck.
Yeah, the thing I read today said that he said that if they do a season 8, he'll come on for it. He's along for the ride.
Oh my God, I love it. I would be so stoked if that really happened.
Would it be like a prequel? I mean,
they didn't say that. They just said that they're considering very strongly.
It might have to be, because literally, like, they killed everyone.
Everyone else is dead, yeah. It would be great if they did a prequel series. Like,
yeah,
you know,
would be awesome.
I mean,
because that was such a good show. Dexter's coming back, too, though.
What?
No way.
Oh, yeah.
What?
No way.
I'm telling you, I read about it. Let me verify.
You read about it on April 1st?
It wasn't April 1st, Evan. Damn it.
April 1st on TheEnquirer.com.
Right.
Hey, Dan's
I love it.
It says Dexter returning to Showtime.
What?
Gary Levine confirms that Dexter's returning.
Good, because that finale
was awesome. The finale, I was furious. I was like, that's the worst finale ever for such a well-acted and scripted show. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, what is it? What is his name? Robert T. Hall or something like that?
Peter, he's so good. What's his name?
Yeah, he is awesome. It's I can't remember his name.
I'm thinking
right now.
Peter Michael Hall, but that was the guy that played the Predator.
Yeah. Yes.
Or Harry and
but
the
Hendersons. Yeah, and he was such an amazing actor. He actually fought through cancer, like, during the show, which is kind of really crazy.
Yeah.
And then he was married to his sister from the show, and they got a divorce.
Which is also crazy.
Which is really weird.
Well, not in the Midwest.
Not in Hollywood. I mean, I guess it's not that weird.
Yeah, it says that the season 9 would be the season that it would start with, And it would start with the fact that Rita is actually alive.
Stop it.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
Michael C. Hall was his name as well.
There it is. Okay, I was like, I know C. Hall something.
See, I'm just quiet the whole interview until we start talking about Dexter and Sons of Anarchy. Then I'll pipe up.
See, I'm telling you. But those were, like, amazing shows.
Agreed.
Not watch it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I agree, and I felt those were amazing shows. And when I say, hey, watch Daredevil, Dan, then why wouldn't you think, yeah, that's probably a great show because he thinks all these others are great.
I started watching it.
You started.
Dude, I have so many shows I have to watch. I've watched like 6 episodes, though.
Oh, see, there you go. He's like a closet watcher. He hasn't told you yet.
He's a closet many a thing.
Oh, no.
Evan Schulman, ladies and gentlemen. That train's never late.
No. Any bus there is, Dan, is getting tossed under it.
It almost doesn't even affect me anymore. I'm so used to it. It's like, oh, okay.
Why would it?
You're like, sweet, I'm getting badgered again. Awesome.
Yeah, but it is, it's... When we have attractive guests on, it's usually way worse than this, so... Evan's been on his best behavior, so I'm not going to complain.
There you go.
Yeah, I've been solid. I haven't said anything too.
Haven't made fun of my voice. Haven't done the little sting song thing that you always do.
Well, Dan's like the whitest, happiest man in the world. Why would you even bring this up and give me the opportunity to?
you say that like there's fire. Something wrong with being a happy white person. I am a happy person.
Yeah. Amber, he's just like a dad. He did some shit, and we're like. Dan, you're like the happiest white guy ever, right? And he's like, shut up, you guys. And then we said something. He's like, well, let me look that up real quick. And he's like,
with
this little jazzy tune. And we're like,
yeah, you know.
I'm sorry, I'm not dark and brooding.
I mean, Jax Teller, he's not the whitest guy I've ever seen. He's white.
I'm sorry I act too white to be down with Evan Schulman.
This is what happens when you're from Montana.
Dude, that's the one thing I'll speak up about because I say it every time. Born in California, moved to Montana, moved to Seattle. I'm not from Montana.
Amber.
See, there you go.
Amber, who leaves California and goes to Montana?
I don't know.
I was in fifth grade. I was in fifth grade, Evan. They didn't ask me. They just packed me up and moved me up there.
See, yeah, like my dad lives in Northern California, but I grew up in Denver, and I moved straight right after high school to Las Vegas, and I lived there for 17 years, so who does that?
Well, people that make money in Vegas because they look great. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It was quite a lucrative 17 years, that's for sure.
So anything coming up that you're doing that we could look at? Sounded really bad, but I mean anything you're doing.
Yeah, look it up. not really. Honestly, you know, my newest contract with Zions has kind of opened up more doors for me, and I just started my own fitness Instagram because I'm trying to make it, you know, more available for ladies who are, you know, stay-at-home moms and ladies who don't want to get a gym membership, and I show them, you know, how inexpensive things are that you can buy at your house and work out with. And I do really easy workouts, and I'll do harder workouts. And, you know, I'm hoping to branch that into some kind of workout video or some kind of, you know, training that I can help ladies with. Just, you know, I know a lot of people battle with, you know, keeping that weight off or staying toned, especially as we get older. Your skin is completely different. So, yeah, that's mostly what I'm doing. And other than that, just fishing and hanging out.
Fishing is nice.
Yeah.
I think you have you had Dan at fishing.
You did. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Fishing?
Dude, I like to fish. Damn it, Evan.
I know Tito's a big fisher man. Is that what you call a fisherman?
Yeah, yes. Fisherman.
But I mean, my wife's dad—that was his career. He was a commercial fisherman before he.
Yeah, well, that's what Tito did as a kid. He worked on the dory fleet and was the deckhand and did all the stuff and hooked, you know, baited people's hooks and helped him catch fish as a young kid. I think he was like 13 when he did that.
You live right on the water. Now, when you say you go fishing, do you just like get your rods and go sit in the backyard and fish, or do you like?
No, I'm literally like looking at Tito's boat right now. I'm sitting on our back patio, and it's in the water in the harbor. And we load up our fishing gear and we go out, and you know we can catch, you know, 40 minutes out, we're catching yellows, we're catching bluefin, we're catching yellowfin, yellowtail. During the winter, we go get lobster at Avalon at what is it called? I can't think of the name of the island right out here. But yep. I mean, everything's super close.
After
I caught the biggest.
Go.
What's that?
No, go ahead.
I caught the biggest bluefin on our boat last year. I got a 68-pound one.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good one.
That's like my teenager. He's very thin.
He's very, very thin. I was like, really? Because our 7-year-old's 55 pounds.
Yeah, like my 14-year-old's about 88. But I mean,
there
yikes. This is just how we run it in our family. So if you get 984 new followers, you know, don't think that it's someone trashing you. It's someone listening to this show, and all the Duck Dynasty guys that listen to it are going to be like, I love Amber Miller.
I love her. Well, and honestly, like, I wanted to just go through and decline all the ones that recently asked me. I'm like, how do you just decline all? You can't. You do it one.
Wait a second. You don't want to do that.
Well, no. You'll have to.
So if I can see your tweets, does that mean that?
Then I accepted you.
Boom, I'm accepted then. Accidentally
yes.
Accepted me. There you go.
There, so you got in before I went private.
There you go.
All right, Dan, good job.
That's, you know.
She'd find out who you are anyway today when you say, great chatting with Amber Miller today.
I know, I do that every time.
Yeah,
it's my way to try to get these people to follow me.
That's what you get. Oh, 100% I'll follow. Yeah, no, I was just trying to figure out how the hell I was going to decline all the ones that I have in that little weight box. Because I know if I go public again and I take it off private, doesn't it just accept them anyway? I'm like, I don't have all those crazies. I got to ask Twitter. I'm going to have to call support and be like, how do you do this?
Yeah, that's rough.
I think you just sit on the patio and just go decline, 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 block, block, block. I think that's all it really is, 980
it really
times.
Is.
It's just weird that you have to go through all of that because of one person.
It's truly like a battle of like instability. Like it's a mental break at this point. I'm like, what is going on? Like, are you crazy? You're crazy. Like, who would tell people, go attack this girl, go get her? I'm like, whoa, she's crazy.
That is nuts.
I was like, alrighty, well, I'll be on private for a little while, but it's okay because, you know, the people that matter are in my life. I don't, you know, I like to share with people and I, you know, I love Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I've been on it for a really long time, but, you know, it's not going to make or break me, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know what Amber likes, Dan? She likes giving people her phone number that's one number off, so you text someone else and have conversations with them, and they pretend to be her and don't know what the hell you're talking about.
What?
Oh, boy, yeah. You got the one off.
That's what Amber does.
I didn't mean to. It was my new number. It's hard. I'm sorry.
It's probably good policy to give Amber
the
wrong number.
She gave me her number because they were coming down to San Diego, wanted to meet up, whatever, and I was like, yo, is your number still the same? She's like, no, this is my new one. I said, that makes sense because I'm not getting through. So I texted her, and I said, hey, this is Evan. And the motherfucker was like, yo, bro, what's up? And I was like, the fuck are you calling me bro for? Like, we don't talk like...
Okay, bro.
Like, we don't talk like that to each other. Like, you're not my bro. You're a female. And
maybe she's changing the game.
And I'm like, well, I just want to know when you guys are coming down here so I could give Tito this drawing. And the guy's like, or the person that I thought was Amber was like, what drawing? I'm like, this one.
Yeah,
I said, drawing. And the guy was like, oh, that's so sick. You should show it to him. Go balls deep on Tito. And I'm like,
yikes.
And I'm like,
she really changed the game up now.
I'm like,
yeah, woo, bromance.
And, I was thinking, like, it was Razor Rob. I'm like, did you give Rob your phone? Like, what the fuck is going on? And then they're like,
right?
Rob?
Oh, for sure, because that's somebody who would totally talk to you like that.
Right. So I was like, that's totally something Rob would say. So I'm like, was that Razor Rob McCullough? Who's Rob? And I'm like, all right. I had a DM her again. I'm like, yo, this is the fucking phone number you gave me. And she was like, whoops.
Whoopsie.
Oh, my bad. And it was, yeah, I got the right one. And
so how long ago was this?
Gosh.
6 months.
It was during Tito's fight in San Diego, right? Against Bonner.
Yeah.
So did you do a new Tito picture that I have not seen?
I did. I've done two.
And you haven't published? They're not public? Or they were just for Tito?
No,
or?
It's posted.
I have not seen. I've only seen one of your Tito pictures.
Oh, I
yeah,
know.
I have it hanging. I have mine and his hanging in our living room, actually.
That's
time to go to Showman Art.
That's love right there, yeah. Amber. That is
it
love.
Is. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a picture of the wall and I'm going to be like, this one's for you.
This is for you.
This is
I've got all
now
my
that I'm private, like, people can't be all cray-cray about it, so I'll take a picture of it and send it, put it on Twitter, and be like, this to my friend, show. Here's my pictures. Check it out.
He did my
picture. Living room for everyone to see.
See, and obviously you know it was a long time ago, because I remember when I first hit you up, I was like, hey, send me some pictures, because every time I post something on the forum, people are like, fuck doing these guys. Get Amber Miller out there. And I'm like, okay.
Already?
Have you done an Amber Miller picture,
yeah.
too?
Yeah.
Dude, I've not seen that either.
It's pretty excellent. I'll post it so you can see it.
Nice.
Yeah, maybe post it tomorrow so it's a throwback Thursday so people can know how long it's been done.
Seriously, you know, like that's old school. Those pictures, too, that you're using are like from 2002, from that also. Well, one's from 2005 when I won the Miss Venus swimwear thing. One's from 2002 when I did the bathing suit thing. And then I can't remember what the third one is. But, yeah.
Well, so you're not a good friend, Evan, because I'm looking at your website right now under the Women tab. And she's not on there, bro.
You might be in MMA. I don't know.
I might be in MMA. Check it out.
I don't know. Dude,
all right, I'll check that out.
My site's such a mess right now.
It really is.
Oh, your site? Are you kidding? My site still has all my original Zion pictures on it, and now it says it's under construction, and I don't know the password, so I can't get into it.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're not, well.
You're not still paying for it, are you?
No.
Oh, well, I'd say,
go well.
I'd say tell people where they could find you so they could buy some genuine Amber Miller products, but apparently there's no website for that.
Well, they can... They can go to, I don't have any of my genuine anything besides the Zion's products that I'm slinging. Yeah, I was looking to do a calendar in the next year, so I actually have a photographer who wants to do some really cool kind of throwback photos with, like, just the original, like, you know, the Farrah Fawcett pose and the poses that are, like, epic. You know, the Pepsi pose with Cindy Crawford, like these, like, really cool, you know, they're really memorable pictures of women who are really famous. So I was like, I want to do something cool. Like, I want to do, like, a throwback calendar.
You know what one of the biggest posters was? I think it was, like, 84, 85. Of course, the only most people won't know what it is, but it's Heather Thomas. Do you remember Heather Thomas? She was in Fall Guy.
Yeah, I remember Heather Thomas.
I don't. I thought you were going to say Bo Derek. I was like, I got Bo Derek too, that running on the beach with the braids.
No, yeah. It was Heather Thomas in a pink bikini in a jacuzzi. That was like, I was living in New York at the time, and it was the most famous picture. You got
to
do that.
I remember to look it up,
like,
seriously.
Stuck in a suit, right?
Yeah.
What?
She has her thumb stuck in her swimming suit bottoms. I remember that picture.
See? See? All of us over 40, Amber, are like, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm creeping up on you. I'll be 39 in December, so there you go.
How do you not remember Heather Thomas?
Because I'm a chick. I didn't have chick posters on my walls. Give me a break.
She had, like, Magnum P.I. and stuff like that.
Yeah. No. Actually, you know what's funny is I was never one that has, like, New Kids on the Block or any of that silly stuff up in my room. I was really into, like, art, like, all the black and white art, like, everything that's black and white. Hans Adams, Nagels, like, you remember all that stuff. I had that in my room.
What'd you say? Nagels?
Yeah, do you remember Nagels with the chicks that were colorful in the, like, 80s and 90s?
Nagels?
They were all, like, pointed edge. Yeah, Nagel. Yeah.
What?
Or Patrick Nagel, one of the two. Yeah, it's Patrick, that's right.
There you go.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Well,
it's like black, white,
it.
It's like,
and
with
then, like,
legs.
A splash of color, like, but they're all yeah, women with, like, black hair and red lips, basically.
You will recognize it as soon as you see it. It was very, very, very popular.
Nagel.
I just sent you the link, Evan.
Oh, awesome.
I'm here for you, buddy.
I can't wait to look up Nagels. This every time someone comes on this show, it's like something different that we've never heard of, or at least that I've never heard of. Last
time it was, you know, all the make-believe Canadian candy.
Yeah, Sarah Kaufman had an abundance of candy that I'd never even heard of.
Did you see did you see the tweet last night? I ordered some, and I'm sending some of your way as well, Evan.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I ordered wine gums, coffee crisps, and Jube-Jubes.
Jube-Jubes. Have you heard of any of those things, Amber?
No. Well, I was like a bit of honey kid. That was like my candy.
Bit of honey was so good.
Yeah, that was my candy choice as a kid.
Well played.
Bit of honey. y'all are killing me right now.
You don't know bit of honey?
No.
What? It's like peanut butter almost and honey. Like, it's delicious.
You would chew on it forever.
Yeah, like, it was super chewy, but it was good.
Like Abba Zabba or Charleston Chew? That was the shit.
Charleston Chew was legit. I don't know about no Abba Zabba.
You know what Abba Zabba is.
No, I don't.
Amber, you know what Abba Zabba is.
I've heard of it.
You have not heard of Abba Zabba. You don't have to play Kate Evan.
Have you guys seen Half-Baked?
Of course I saw Half-Baked.
Dave Chappelle. With Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Abba Zabba, you my only friend. And then he takes a bite of it. It's that big, like...
Oh, it's in that yellow and black wrapper?
Yes, and it's like a taffy.
I remember from the
movie. Yeah, it's like a white taffy, and inside the taffy is peanut butter.
Oh, my gosh, Evan. I just got the picture that you sent me of the poster. And all I can see is her camel toe.
Wait, what? What? Show me this picture.
All I see, the second I looked at it, I was like, oh, my God.
It's not a camel toe. It's a seam.
Oh, I'll be the judge.
It is 100% camel toe in the seam.
What are you talking about?
The point is, that's Heather Thomas.
You sent her a picture of, oh, the poster?
Yeah.
Is there camel toe in that?
Well, apparently. I never noticed that. I just look at.
I find that very unlikely that if there's camel toe, you... Oh, yeah, there's camel. Jesus, Evan.
Amber, come on.
Yes.
There's
yes.
No camel toe. Come on, that's the stitching.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Okay, well, fine. It's a moose knuckle. You happy?
That happens on guys, Evan. Get your shit together.
Moose knuckles?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That happens on chicks, too.
If they have... Oh, I'm not going to go down this road.
We'll just skip that conversation.
No matter what it is, I guarantee... I'm not going to let Dan win, so it's going to... He'll go around and around and around.
Oh, my God.
Until he's in a heap.
In a heap. And around and around.
All right, Amber. I know you got stuff to do. I want to thank you for coming on the show, and you, like you said, you had some places people could find you. Where can they go to be nice to you that they can follow?
Yay! Yes, come and be nice to me. Well, they can follow me on Instagram, and it's Amber Nicole Miller, and it's spelled with an H, AmberNicoleMiller. That's Instagram. And then Twitter is at Amber Nicole M1. It used to be UFC Amber Nicole. But I decided, you know, I had to hang up my UFC hat at some point and just have my name back, so.
That's fair.
Yes.
Amber Miller Fishing.
Yeah.
Do you follow her on Instagram, Evan?
Of course I do.
I just requested it. We'll see. My fingers are crossed.
It's Dan Rose.
Yes, it's Dan Rose.
Okay, I will go find
you. Dan Rose MMA, actually.
All of the requests I've been getting are from, like, no lie, something between 15 and 20-year-old girls. They all sort of look the same, and they all, I mean, obviously they have to have daddy issues if they're, like, going after me because of all this nonsense. So I'm like, why do they all look the same? It's so weird. I was like, every request, I'm like, are these fake people? Like, what the hell?
She has built an army of like-minded, like-looking citizens.
I'm telling you, seriously. And they're like minions. I call them the minions. And like, all the minions are out again.
It's not good. It's thug life.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
She blocked me on Twitter a long time ago, so.
Yeah, you know, well, because anybody can't, nobody can be friends with, friendly or friends with me, so, yeah.
Yeah.
You got the block, or you got the block from talking to Tito or something.
That's exactly where my block came from.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It hasn't hurt my life as much as I thought it might.
You're like, oh, I'm so wounded.
This is despite the fact that you said it happened years ago and you're still talking about it.
It wasn't years ago, it was the last year.
Yeah, I was like, it had
Shut
to be
up,
the past year.
Showman.
I know, Sheila, I thought I saw something at her from you, I can't even remember, and I was like, probably a year ago. So I'm like, I always notice when my friends, like, write to the one person. I'm like, hey.
I got banned. Me.
Yeah.
I am trying to be nice to everybody.
Dude, I have seen you not be nice to people. You're never nice to me.
Yeah, because I know you.
But it's like a love-hate relationship, and it's like more like
I love to hate
a brotherly, like, being mean to each other more than it's just being mean.
No, it's usually just Evan being mean.
All right, guys, time to go run.
Yeah, go run, Amber.
All right.
All right, well, we thank you for coming on the show. That is our show. That was our guest, Amber Nicole Miller. She is fantastic. Check her out. Look her up. Follow her and be nice to her, God damn it. And we'll...
That's right.
Yeah. We'll see you on our next show.